Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Dishatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jamuna Devi Niti Namine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada was sent by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to assist him in the mission of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also sent some very, very special devotees. And Mother Jamuna is undoubtedly one of them. In ISKCON, she has been immortalized by her Govindam Adi Purusham. As long as ISKCON will be there, in every temple, during Darshan Arati, that will be sung, and in this way, everyone will remember her as long as ISKCON will be there, along with Srila Prabhupada. She played an amazing role in spreading Krishna consciousness. Her first meeting with Srila Prabhupada was when she came to her sister's wedding, Janaki Devi Dasi, with Mukunda Maharaj. They were getting married. That arrangement also was quite sudden. Both of them got married, Mukunda Maharaj, and at that time, Mukunda Das and Janaki Devi. Jen got initiated as Janaki Devi. And then Srila Prabhupada, after initiation, Prabhupada told them that now that you got initiated, you cannot live like boyfriend and girlfriend. You have to get married. Srila Prabhupada decided to marry them in a very short notice, and Janaki wrote to her sister, Jamuna Devi. She came and she assisted Srila Prabhupada in cooking the feast. One thing that she recalled very vividly, that after she touched everything, Prabhupada told her to go and wash her hands. But it was actually the love at the first meeting. Jamuna fell in love with Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada fell in love with Jamuna. Then after New York Center, the 22nd Avenue was established, Prabhupada wanted Mukunda Maharaj, who actually arranged the 22nd Avenue. He got that place for Srila Prabhupada with the apartment behind that storefront. And Srila Prabhupada wanted him to go to San Francisco. And Prabhupada practically sent them, just two of them, Mukunda and Janaki. And Mukunda Maharaj wrote to his friends, and that is Shamsundar Prabhu and Gurudas Prabhu, and they already got to know about Srila Prabhupada from Jamuna Devi Dasi. And they were quite impressed, and they came. And as you all know, that three of them, these three couples, the six of them, started the movement in the West Coast. In that respect, we also must recall that Mukunda Maharaj played a very, very significant role in the development of ISKCON. He was the first one who got this place for Srila Prabhupada in 26 Second Avenue. He is the one who went to the West Coast and got that place near Haight-Ashbury, near Golden Gate Park, and the Hare Krishna explosion started in the in the world of the youth of America, because they all were moving towards San Francisco, towards Golden Gate Park. And not only that, soon after that, after San Francisco Center was established, three of them came to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was in Montreal at that time, either Montreal or Boston. Anyway, so they came to Srila Prabhupada and they expressed their desire to go to London to spread Krishna consciousness. Shamsundar Prabhu actually told me how they went to London. They didn't have enough money to fly straight to London. They took a cheap flight to Luxembourg. From Luxembourg, they came to Amsterdam to cross the channel. When they came there, they got to know that they didn't have enough money for all six of them to go together, because they had to show certain amount of money to enter into UK. So one couple went, they collected all the money together that was sufficient for a couple to go. They went and showed it, and then they wired the money back to Holland, to Amsterdam, for the next couple to go. And then the next couple went. So in this way, six of them went to London. And as you all know, that there Shamsundar Prabhu met George Harrison, and George Harrison became their friends, and how Jamuna Mataji got that album with George Harrison, which is our Govindam Adi Purusham. Prior to that, there was this My Sweet Lord album. And so this is how we can see what an extremely important role she played in spreading Krishna consciousness. In our prayer we say Krishna Prishthaya Bhutali, the one who has been sent by Krishna to this planet Bhutali. And Jamuna Mataji is undoubtedly one such personality who had been sent by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to assist him in this spreading of Krishna consciousness. I had some very short and very few encounters with her. As Rita Taj Maharaj was telling about Henry Sholkov. Actually, it's in Henry's house that I met Mother Jamuna for the first time. She was staying there. Yes, Henry has a big house And his ground floor has a large bedroom, quite secluded in a way, in one corner. And that place was actually reserved for Mother Jamuna and Mother Dinatarini. She actually set up a beautiful altar in Henry's house, just next to their room. And I have seen how Henry had been affected by her association. He was quite favorable to Krishna consciousness, but due to Mother Jamuna's influence, he has become extremely committed to Krishna consciousness. When I met her for the first time, I told her, I heard so much about you. And she told me, I also heard so much about you. And she was a wonderful personality. I haven't come across many personalities who had so much genuine love and concern. Apparently she was very withdrawn, she was quiet. She was not very, very outgoing or very, at least the way I saw her. But just by being with her, one could feel that how earnest, how genuine a devotee she is. She did not want to have a big recognition. She didn't want to be worshipped as such. She was just at the back of everything. But although she tried to hide herself, Krishna wouldn't allow her to be like that. Krishna actually, in spite of her staying at the back of everyone, Krishna actually brought her in the front of everyone, just next to Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, for the whole world to see what a wonderful devotee she is. And I feel extremely fortunate to have a god sister like us. And I thank Srila Prabhupada again and again for creating that good fortune for me. Jamuna Devi Ki Jai. Once again I will offer that prayer to her. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Dishatarine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jamuna Devi Naminiti Namine. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj. We'd like to call upon His Grace Narottam Prabhu, if he is still here, hiding behind a tree.